My Life Today, January 10. God shall supply my need. Faith in my life. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is difficult to exercise living faith when we are in darkness and discouragement. But this of all others is the very time when we should exercise faith. But, says one, I do not feel at such times like praying in faith. Well, then, will you allow Satan to gain the victory simply because you do not feel like resisting him? When he sees that you have the greatest need of divine aid, he will try the hardest to beat you back from God. If he can keep you away from the source of strength, he knows that you will walk in darkness and sin. There is no sin greater than unbelief. And when there is unbelief in the heart, there is danger that it will be expressed. The lips should be kept in as with bit and bridle, lest by giving expression to this unbelief, you not only exert an injurious influence over others, but place yourselves upon the enemy's ground. If we believe in God, we are armed with the righteousness of Christ, we have taken hold of his strength. We want to talk with our Savior as though he were right by our side. It is our privilege to carry with us the credentials of our faith, love, joy, and peace. When we do this, we shall be able to present the mighty arguments of the cross of Christ. When we learn to walk by faith and not by feeling, we shall have help from God just when we need it, and his peace will come into our hearts. It was this simple life of obedience and trust that Enoch lived. If we learn this lesson of simple trust, ours may be the testimony that he received, that he pleased God. If we commit the keeping of our souls to God in the exercise of living faith, his promises will not fail us, for they have no limit but our faith.